I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The 42-year regime of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi appears to be on the verge of collapse. Rebels now claim to control most of Tripoli. As they advanced on the capital, Gaddafi went on state TV to warn about their intentions.
I have to speak up, because I'm afraid that if you let them, they will burn Tripoli. Tripoli will become ruins. They will destroy Tripoli. Tripoli will be left without water, without electricity, no broadcast stations, without air conditioning, without food or drink, or freedom, and you would live in fear. They will kill you and desecrate your corpses.
One of Gaddafi's sons, Mohammed, was talking to Al Jazeera when rebels came to get him.
I'm being attacked right now. This is gunfire inside my house. They're inside my house. There's no God but Allah. No God but Allah. And Muhammad is his messenger.
Muammar Gaddafi is now reportedly under house arrest. Meanwhile, Libyan rebels are still facing resistance in Tripoli. Reporter Marine Olivesi is in the capital.
I'm about 1 mile from Bab al-Azizia, which is the neighborhood where most of the loyalists who remain in town have retreated. And most of the fighting we can hear now in town are RPGs and anti-aircraft fire shots are coming from that one neighborhood.
Right, and is that where all of the fighting seems to be concentrated at the moment?
Yes, exactly. The rest of the town, let's say four-fifths of the town, is completely under control by the rebels. When I arrived early afternoon in Tripoli and we drove around town for about an hour, there are checkpoints everywhere in town now. Mostly are manned with rebels with weapons. Other are just barricades made with cars and flower pots. And it's been an issue today, actually. They've spent the whole day, it seems, to clear the town one neighborhood at a time to make sure that in every neighborhood there were no snipers or any pro-Qaddafi left in those neighborhoods. There were a big fear among civilians that snipers might be hiding in the buildings. So the main problem for civilians today was to navigate around town. One of the civilians was telling me how he ran into a checkpoint this morning that looked just like any rebels checkpoint, except that in a neighborhood that he thought was safe, except that the checkpoint was pro Qaddafi loyalist who had set up that checkpoint and were getting a hard time to anyone having a flag, rebels flag, or chanting God is great. So he told me how he had to put on a sad face and pretend he was a pro Qaddafi to go through without any problem. But tonight it seems that the they're holding on most of the town, apart from that one neighborhood, Bab al-Azizia.
Right, and that is the neighborhood, that's Gaddafi's neighborhood. It's his stronghold. How much resistance did the rebels encounter coming into Tripoli?
It seems from the people I've been talking to yesterday from, you know, the front line yesterday morning was in Zawiya. And from then on, yesterday, they moved on really fast east. And most of the rebels I talked to said they were surprised, actually, that there was really little resistance. In all the towns, the villages they went by between Zawiya and Tripoli. And even entering into Tripoli, one of the rebels said, you know, that we were driving, and then I realized we're already in the suburbs of Tripoli, and then we're in Tripoli. They were themselves struck by how easy it got to get inside Tripoli.
Independent reporter Marine Olivesi speaking earlier today from Tripoli.